Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and around the world in more than 120 countries worldwide daily over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on aspartame poisoning when we come back. You know, Charles Lyell, one of the pillars of modern geology, published his Principles of Geology back in the early 1800s, and Lyell's concepts are so widely accepted today that most people who believe them don't even know who it was that originated these ideas, but it's from Lyell's system of reasoning that a doctrine of origins was devised by simply projecting all of the natural processes that we observe today back through time indefinitely. And in that way, catastrophes like Noah's flood have been strictly ruled out. Now, this process is called science. Well, listen to this. Erosion. Consider the present rate of erosion tearing down the world's landmass and filling it into the oceans. The indications of continental and continental geography show that past rates of erosion were much greater than the rates of erosion today. But even so, at the present rate of erosion, there should have accumulated at least 30 times more sediment in the ocean than there actually is today. And of course, this is based on the assumption that the ocean has been there for at least 3 billion years, which is what evolution teaches us, isn't it? Now, what did our teachers tell us about the extinction of the dinosaurs? That was a mere 65 million years ago, wasn't it? Now, boys and girls, there should be 30 times more sediment out there on the bottom of the ocean than there is, and there isn't. And the ocean's been there for 3 billion years, and the dinosaurs died out 65 million years ago. Come on, we don't have to be rocket scientists now to do the math on these kinds of pseudo-scientific lies. And that's just one more of the many lessons that we teach here in our Mosaic Law School, conducted twice a year here at Isabella, Missouri. Now, if you'd like more information, why don't you call and order our free general law CD package. You know, that's the place to start. It doesn't cost you anything. And it's a four-hour commentary on the law in general, and it's educational, it's informative, it's entertaining, and best of all, it's free, and you can call and order one right now. The number's 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, you can go to our website. That's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. And then click on to our webpage on the archives webpage. And you can download our free general law CD package off that page. You can stream it or you can download it. Okay, again, that's georgegordon.org. Or if you don't find it there, go to georgegordon.com and you'll get it there. All right, we've been talking about this thing of aspartame. Now, aspartame is so all-pervasive in our culture here in the United States. Now, it may not be in France or Germany. You people over in Europe have a little better sense of health than we have here in the United States. I can't speak for the Canadians. Can't speak for the Australians and New Zealanders now. I don't know whether you've got aspartame in 5,000 of your food products in your countries or not. But if you're buying anything from the United States, you can rest assured it's got aspartame in it. Now, the aspartame that's in your food supplies is small. It's like the chlorine in your water. As you're drinking your water day after day after day, as you're taking showers in this chlorine-bathed water, that chlorine protects you from pathogens, you know, like cholera and malaria, which is the intended purpose of it. And God love them. You know, your public officials have saved you from cholera and malaria. Now, there's a side effect that comes from all this chlorine in your water. And what it does is it causes a thing called arterial sclerosis, hardening of the arteries. And over a long period of time of bathing in this chlorine bleach water, it hardens your arteries, and one day your arteries break and then you have a stroke. And then you say, oh my God, but your death certificate doesn't say died from arterial sclerosis or chlorine in the water. You know, it says you died of a stroke. That's all. Stroke. And or a heart attack. And so if you're one of those people that want to protect yourself from this stroke or heart attack, which is induced by the chlorine, then you need to avoid the chlorine. And so we drink bottled water, and then we put filters on our water supply to filter out the chlorine and the fluoride. Now, you can do that. They actually have filters over here that'll take that stuff out. And we spend a lot of money doing that. Or if you're like me, you move out into the countryside where you can pump your water out of the ground and you got clean water to start with. So you move to an area of the country that hasn't been polluted, the groundwater is still clean. And then you drill a well and you live there out in the countryside. That's why I live where I live, is because the water's clean, the air is clean, the ground is clean. I don't have chemicals and pollutants in my soil, in my air, or in my water, and so that's why I live here. Now, a lot of you people are going to say, yeah, but I live in New York City and I can't just move to Isabella, Missouri. I hear you, Bob. Hey, I hear you. And you can live in New York City. It's gonna cost you a little more money if you want to clean up your home personal atmosphere there. You're going to have to clean up your water supply by putting in a water filter, and you're going to have to watch what you eat, and you're going to have to eat a lot more charcoal. But hey, you can do it. It's not impossible. And so I'm giving you some information from a report called Shirley's Wellness Cafe. Remember in the last program I introduced you to Shirley's Wellness Cafe and a number of books. Now, I'm going to promote this Shirley over here. Now, Shirley may not want to promote the Law Hour and Editorial Review, but I want to promote Shirley's Wellness Cafe. And that's because over here in the right-hand column, there's a margin. And they've got more at Shirley's Wellness Cafe. Now, just listen. I'm going to read you a list of information, books, and subject matters that we could do programs on. See, I could go to this webpage, and I could pull down all these articles, and then I could do programs on Shirley's Wellness Cafe. And the reason I want to pass this on to you is so that you people out there in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles will have a fighting chance at surviving this onslaught that is being perpetrated against you to kill you. You can get articles and books and information about holistic animal health and optimum pet nutrition, natural health for children, natural health for women, natural health for men, how to recognize and avoid toxic ingredients in regular or so-called natural body and skin care products, the guide to natural eyesight treatments, natural health for diabetes, health issues, consumer alert, alternative cancer therapies, natural herbal antibiotics. Did you know that there are antibiotics contained in natural herbs? Where did you think that the first guy that found antibiotics got his antibiotics from? Did you think he went down bottom at Rexall? The first guy that ever discovered antibiotics. Well, garlic is a natural antibiotic. And if you're looking for such things as alternative cancer therapies, did you know that there's 13 of those? Well, there's 10 alternatives. 10 alternative cancer therapies. And then if you're looking for, not like this one here, recognize and avoid toxic ingredients in regular or so-called natural body and skin care products. So you buy toothpaste, and it's called natural. And then you look on the label over here, and this thing has got anything and everything except that something you'll find in nature or natural. So there's a brand of toothpaste out there called Tom's toothpaste. That's what I use here, Tom's. And it's natural. Well, there's a lot of other guys out there, and they're selling natural too, only it's got chemicals and other toxins in it. And so here's a publication that says, hey, would you like a guide? So that the next time you go into the store and you're looking on the label, that there's a laboratory, there's a doctor someplace that's spending your tax dollars on some research grant, and he figured out that they've got something that's unnatural in your toothpaste or in your hand lotion or something else there, ladies. Okay, now, what is homeopathy? Have you ever heard that name, homeopathy? Would you like to know more about it? Well, here's a publication that concerns it. Urine therapy, medically proven natural cure. Detoxification for optimum health. We were talking about that in the last program. How do you detoxify? How do you get this residue of aspartame out of your liver, kidneys, out of your body fat? Did you know you can do that? Then I closed with the concept of sticking a potato up your hind end so you can hold all these body wastes inside. You know, how long is that going to last? Boys and girls, the purpose for body elimination is to get rid of toxins in your body. And your urinary tract and your colon do just that. And that's why constipation kills people. It's because you're plugged up. Well, when your liver gets plugged up, it can't function correctly. When your kidneys get plugged up, they don't function correctly. Your body holds these toxic wastes in, and then it gives you symptoms. And then you feel bad. You get a cold or the flu or pneumonia or something else or cancer. So opening up your body, your skin is your body's biggest single eliminative organ. Do you know that? The perspiration that comes out of your body equals 1 quart a day. Did you know that's why your clothes stink? That's why you have to wash your clothes every once in a while. Because every day your body is excreting 1 quart of perspiration, which is being absorbed by your clothes. And so after a few days, this perspiration mixed with bacteria in the air, the bacteria begin to multiply in your clothes, this wet area of your clothes under your arms, and it starts to smell. We call it body odor. And so what's the solution for body odor? My God, don't take a bath. Whatever you do, don't bathe. And whatever you do, don't wash your clothes. Put on Arid Extra Dry. Stop up your pores and keep that perspiration inside your body so it cannot escape. Put aluminum sulfoxide, is that the name of it? Sulfoxide, I guess it is. Oxide. Sulful oxide, I believe it is. And plug up your body pores. Don't wash your clothes. I mean, this is what's being sold. You know, you go to the office. Do you want to have wet underarms? Of course not. That's why we have air conditioning. Now, people have been around for a long time, and when God designed your body, you know, he designed your body to eliminate these toxins, to get rid of them. That's why you have perspiration. That's why you have feces and urine and tears and earwax. It's to get rid of these poisons in your body. Now, there are some people out there called naturopaths and homeopathies and homeopaths and chiropractors and natural healers and midwives. You know, there's people out there that know a little something about bodies and the way your body works. Most of us are pretty damn ignorant concerning our bodies, but, you know, would you like to learn a little more about it? And that's what this ShirleysWellnessCafe.com is all about. So I thought I'd give Shirley a plug and at the same time give you some information. Now, I'm going to go through a few more of them. Tonic herbs for longevity, raw food and juice therapy, therapeutic fasting, healing with herbs, and other natural remedies, water, the great healer, amazing healing power of clay, bee pollen's medical miracles, marine plants to enhance health, guide to natural treatments for fibromyalgia, immune system, the body's defense department, sunlight to restore health, cayenne pepper, the great healer, wheatgrass juice, nectar of health and rejuvenation, healing earth, fulvic acid, stem cell physiology, supporting bone marrow, adult stem cell release naturally, a healing crisis, what is it, transfer factor for people and animals, emotional freedom, overcoming stress naturally, overcoming the sugar blues, and getting off Prozac. I'll put a little bracket there on that one. This Prozac over here, you know, a lot of you people are on that Prozac. That's a killer. You just didn't know it yet. And if you want to get off your Prozac, what would you do in place of it? Or put another way, are you taking Prozac because your body has a Prozac deficiency and you can't get your Prozac naturally in the foods that you're eating? Then come to Rexall today and we will sell you Prozac for, you know, 95,000% markup so that we can all get rich and retire at Mazatlan, Mexico, and you can wither away in your misery here in the United States. Hey, listen, you're not suffering from a Prozac deficiency over here, boys and girls. You've got a vitamin and mineral deficiency. And that vitamin and mineral deficiency is manifesting itself in a symptom that you went to the doctor to mask. You wanted to hide that symptom. So in the last program, the doctor offered me a painkiller to hide, to mask my gout. He said, your ankles are all swollen up. I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't know when the hell this doctor went to medical school. You know, gout's pretty common. He should have been able to say, well, if you've got pain in your ankles, son, it's probably gout. But he couldn't. He didn't. He offered me a painkiller. So I came home and said, okay, wife, hey, woman, you, just a girl. You say, I've got gout. Now, the thing that deceived me was I jumped off the back of the truck, and I hurt my ankle. Well, I was on the verge of gout, and I jumped off the back of the truck, and it triggered the gout. I thought I'd injured my ankle in the jump, but it wasn't. It was just gout. Now, if you've never had gout, you ain't suffered real pain yet. I mean, that you can hardly walk. I mean, it hurts. It's like back pain. I had pain in my back, and my wife said, no, it's your kidneys. You need a kidney detox. And I said, no, no, it's my back. I went to the chiropractor. He said, no, no, it's your kidneys. See, your kidneys can be plugged up and cause back pain. And you're going to sit there, no, no, my pain isn't in my kidneys. No, my pain's not in my gut. My pain is here in my back. What caused that pain in your back? Your plugged up kidney. That's what caused it. What's causing this pain in your ankle? It's the gout. It's the excessive protein running around in your body. That's causing your ankles to swell. So these symptoms, we call it gout, you know, we call it back pain or whatever you want to call it. But there's a cause for that. So the naturopath is looking for the cause. He says, what's making that pain? And then let's remove it. Now, in the case of 92 symptoms, what's causing your pain and your symptoms is aspartame. You're being poisoned. Got that? Poison. Now, we're able to identify the aspartame. And one of the big things that you have to get over here, you know, when you're talking to people is that they're convinced that the FDA and that the big pharmaceutical companies over there are their friends and that they're trying to help them. And the truth is, it's their worst enemies and they're trying to kill them. And that's why God told you in Revelation 12, verse 9, that the whole world has been deceived. The whole world is deceived. Past tense. It's already happened. There isn't anything that you have to do. You don't have to write any letters to your congressmen or representatives or senators to straighten out the deception problem. They are the problem. And then God reported to you, you've been deceived and you didn't believe him. And so you go on about your business over here, which is good for the pharmaceutical industry and it's good for everybody else. Well, anyway, here's an outfit called Shirley's Wellness Cafe. And over here in the right-hand corner, there's a long list over here. Oh, there must be 50 items in here concerning health. And I mentioned one of them, you know, overcoming the sugar blues and getting off of Prozac. Now, if you're on Prozac and you're depressed and you've got these psychiatric conditions, you can cure that. What your mental depression is being caused by is mineral deficiency. Mineral deficiency. Now, once you get back onto replacing those minerals in your body, then it'll go away. And then you'll have a cure. And it wasn't the Prozac that did it. And sugar, this is white sugar. I mentioned this to you, I think, yesterday or the day before. This white sugar now is also a toxic poison. It kills people, too. It's been around for 100 years, and it's not going away. General Mills is not going to take sugar out of their Cheerios. Forget that. And I eat Cheerios every once in a while, but I also know that, there's a limit, that my body has 3 teaspoons of sugar a day limit. And if you exceed that limit, then you're asking for trouble. That's all. And if trouble develops and you've got symptoms, well, then we need to get rid of those symptoms. And the best way to do that is to quit ingesting this artificial sugar. Now, if you've got a sweet tooth like I do, God, I love sugar. If God made anything better than sugar, he kept it for himself. It's kind of like a whore down at the whorehouse. And if God made anything better than a woman, he must have kept it for himself. Well, listen, all these things are good, but they're good in moderation. So there's natural sugars out there called complex carbohydrates. You cannot overdose on these complex carbohydrates. And that's because your body will cast them off. You will puke your guts out before you die or get diabetes from eating raw, natural honey. Now watch out for this honey that's been heated and then put on the shelf and mixed with a high fructose corn syrup, you know, which is then branded pure Subi honey. God, I love that. You walk into the grocery store, you look at this amber honey in the little bear, and it says pure Subi honey. They're not lying to you either. They got legislation enacted so that they can deceive you and tell you the truth. They're telling you the truth and deceiving you at the same time. Here's what happens. As a matter of law, they can put 49%, so here's a little bear with honey in it, 51% honey and 49% pure fructose corn syrup. Mix it together, and then because they own the copyright, they can call it pure Subi honey. See, it's not pure honey, and they're not claiming that it is, but it is pure Subi honey. And the key is Subi. That's their patent. They own that. It's like Coca-Cola. Pure Coca-Cola. All right. Now, you think when you buy this that you're buying 100% honey. No, it's 51% honey. The law requires that they have a majority of the product must be honey. So it has to be at least 51% honey. Then they can mix in anything they want. Hell, they can mix aspartame in there. Call it pure Subi honey. I said they could. I don't know that they do. I'm just saying they could. Now, that's deception, and the legislative process gets involved, and the governor gets involved, and they're all on the take. They all know what the hell they're doing. They're deceiving the public out here, and they're doing it for money, and they're lying to us. And then, every once in a while, we get the straight skinny. Somebody comes along and says, hey, let me spill the beans. Let me tell you what the hell's going on here. Now, this Shirley's Wellness Cafe over here is one of them. I'm going to flip the page over here. There's a section here on vaccines. And I couldn't. I just did a set of programs here the other day on vaccine. Listen to this: Vaccines Overview Index, dispelling vaccination myths, vaccines and sudden infant death syndrome, shaken baby syndrome or vaccine-induced encephalitis, misdiagnosed shaken baby syndrome, a criminal consequence of vaccine injury, autism, is there a vaccine connection, criminal consequence of vaccine injury, anthrax vaccine facts and Gulf War syndrome, government-enforced vaccinations, vaccination tracking registry. How to legally avoid unwanted immunizations of all kinds. Vaccine support groups and organizations. Animals, chronic disease caused by vaccines. NOSODs, alternative to conventional vaccines. And library, vaccine controversy books. Now you can get any or all of those, and then I'm going to put a bracket right here around that, so for my own personal information. Now my wife's going to get after me and she's going to say, now look at that, you've written all over that page, you've got your marks and you've got your notes all over. That's right. When I read a book, I put notes and little brackets and underlines everywhere. Mark it up with colors, yellow, red, blue. All right. Now, you can get that from Shirley's. Now, write this down. It's www.shirley's, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y-S. Then put a hyphen in there. Wellness, W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S. Then put a hyphen in there. Cafe, C-A-F-E. Then put a dot right there. C-O-M. Can you do that? www.shirley's, hyphen, wellness, hyphen, cafe.com. All right. Now this is a 31-page report that you're getting here. This website here has literally hundreds of reports. Sometimes people will call right and wire and they'll say, where in the hell do you get all this stuff? Well, we get a lot of it off the internet. Here's one source. Just one. Shirley's Wellness Cafe, that's one source. Spiker is another. Richard Namilia is another. So on down the line. That's why when we advertise, we say, well, you know, what we're reporting to you is true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief, and we spend a lot of time, effort, and energy here checking sources. I like to get two. If I can get two guys to agree to the same thing, that's pretty good. In Deuteronomy 19, verse 15, God put his stamp of approval on this process. He said, at the mouth of two witnesses, or at the mouth of three witnesses, shall the matter be established. That doesn't mean that the two or three witnesses can't be deceived and have false information. It happens once in a while. But it's pretty damn rare. When you get two independent sources of information making the same report, you can be pretty accurate with your report. If you get three, four, that's even better yet. Now, there's a lot of people that have been looking at vaccines and vaccinations. But 88% of Americans believe in vaccines and vaccinations. And I would contend it's because they've never looked into vaccines or vaccinations. Anybody that did any research into it at all would avoid vaccine like AIDS, herpes, and VD. Anybody that has looked at NutraSweet, done any research at all, would avoid it like AIDS, herpes, and VD. So the only people that are sticking equal, you know, going to the restaurant and reaching over to the sugar bowl and pulling out a little packet and opening it and sticking aspartame into their coffee is somebody that's ignorant and hasn't looked into it. I'll just bet you that the guy that invented this, NutraSweet, I'll bet you that the chairman of the board of directors at Monsanto, I'll bet you that Donald Rumsfeld, none of those people use their own product. Did you know that 90% of pediatricians, 9 pediatricians out of 10, do not vaccinate their children? Only one pediatrician out of 10% vaccinate their own children. And I would say that if you're taking your child to a pediatrician who vaccinates his children, that guy is so far out of touch with reality, he's unsafe at any speed. At least take your child to a pediatrician that doesn't vaccinate his own children. He's smart enough to know that vaccines kill, even though he's vaccinating your kid. But hey, listen, it's nothing personal, it's just money. I think you'd be better off going to a pediatrician that had some smarts. Any pediatrician vaccinating his own kids is so damn dumb, he's not even up with the speed of 90% of his own profession, for crying out loud. That's off how far out of touch with reality that jerk is. All right. Now, I'm going to give you a couple, three more stories over here. Excitotoxins. You ever heard a word like that before? I'm going to underline it. Excitotoxins. I can't pronounce half the words in some of these reports, but by God, that's what caught my eyeball right away. Excitotoxins are substances that are added to foods and beverages that literally stimulate neurons to death. I mean, this stuff, it will stimulate your neurons until it kills them. That's what an excitotoxin is. It causes brain damage of varying degrees, and they can be found in such ingredients as monosodium glutamate, aspartame, cysteine, hydrolyzed protein, and ascaric acid. These are all products that you'll find in your foods. So when you see the ingredient list on a package and you read monosodium glutamate, hydrolyzed protein, aspartame, all right, now you know what it is. It's called an excitotoxin. It is going to excite your neurons to death. It's going to kill them. Now, if you think that's a good bodily process, why don't you put in two? If one is good, two has to be twice as gooder. So use two. Had a guy in here one time, he opened up a bottle, or no, it was a can. He opened up a can, and I looked at the can, and then it said Jolt. It was soda pop. It's called Jolt, J-O-L-T, Jolt. I couldn't believe it. I'd never seen it before in my life. I said, what in the hell is that? And he said, it's Jolt, twice the caffeine and twice the sugar. I almost, if I had false teeth, they would have fell out. I almost gasped. I said, what is that? And he said, it's soda pop. This soda pop, and he read the label, and he said, it has twice the caffeine and twice the sugar of ordinary soda pop. He said, why drink two Cokes when I can drink one Jolt? I kid you not. Now, I have never seen Jolt on my supermarket shelves, but the guy walked in here. He came from New Mexico, so evidently you people out in New Mexico must have it. And that's where Jolt came from, New Mexico. Now, obviously, that guy doesn't care anything about his health, does he? He's not concerned about diabetes. He's not concerned about aspartame. Now, if you're one of those rare people that's concerned about your health, well, now you're tuned into the right program because we're going to talk about your health, but most people aren't. 88% of Americans couldn't care less. 12% of us do. 12%, that's a sizable number of people. Now, that's out of a population of 300 million people here in the United States. That's 36 million of us. That's more people than live in Australia, more people than live in Canada. So you take all you Canadians up there now, the whole nation of people. There's more of us here in the United States than there are Canadians that are concerned about health. There are more of us Americans here in the United States concerned about good health and aspartame than live in Australia and New Zealand combined. Now, that's a sizable number of people, but, you know, out of 300 million people, you know, we're outnumbered and overruled, and that's why the halls of Congress are filled with the jerks that put this kind of crap into our food. What in the hell are we, the minority, going to do about it? And the majority of people want it. And if you were to take this aspartame off the tables of your restaurants, the people that go to those restaurants would not go back there. And the people that run the restaurants know that. And so that's why they put the poison out there on the tables, because that's what the people want. That's why they have vaccines and vaccinations. It's what the people want. You people want vaccines, for crying out loud. And then you're so persuaded that vaccines are good that you want to force it on the 12% of us in the minority that are doing everything we can to avoid it. I call that evangelistic zeal. Hey, let me give you a reminder here that you're listening to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. We're sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. And the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the Internet and radio. If you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, then please go to our website at georgegordon.org. The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. Now that's 8 schools in all. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals, but it's open to individuals by prearrangement only. Now, the Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults and contact desk, and the Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has a radio log schedule and archives. All of it can be accessed through our website, and that's georgegordon.org. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Now, the Law School offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order yours by calling the Law School at 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, go to our webpage, georgegordon.org. Click on to the archives page, and you can download that free general law CD package, stream it, or download it onto a CD live and direct. And if you can't find it on georgegordon.org, then go to georgegordon.com. Don't ask me why. I'm just a reporter. I'm just telling you that that's what the people in power tell me to tell you. Now I've given you that report. The sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. In the Law Hour, an editorial review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program, and we often endorse or recommend books, papers, periodicals, and newsletters to our listeners. These endorsements or recommendations that we give don't mean that the authors or publications that we're endorsing and recommending are necessarily going to reciprocate and endorse and recommend the Law Hour and editorial review. We should all keep in mind that most of these authors and publications that we cite here on the Law Hour and editorial review may be, and sometimes are, hostile, political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans, and their viewpoints may not be totally endorsed by the Law Hour and editorial review either. However, these opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program, they're mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the views, beliefs, or the opinions of the advertisers, the sponsors, the management, or the staff of this radio network or this local radio station. Now, if you'd like more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, you can find it at our webpage, georgegordon.org, or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. If you have a question, a lot of times people call and they want to know, hey, I've listened to that program. I'm curious to know. Well, just call us and we'll tell you. That's what we do here at the Law Hour and Editorial Review. We answer people's questions. Now, getting back here to Shirley's Wellness Cafe. Long-term damage. Aspartame NutraSweet appears to cause slow, silent damage to those unfortunate enough to not have immediate reactions and a reason to avoid it. It may take 1, 5, 10, or 40 years, but it seems to cause some reversible and some irreversible changes in health over long-time use. Now, in my case, I tasted the stuff. It tasted so bad. I said, well, that tells me a story. I'm not gonna drink it. I'm not going to eat it. Now, if for some reason you try aspartame, hey, that really tastes pretty good. It's addictive, number one, just like nicotine. Aspartame is addictive. They've determined that. And then it causes a slow, long, steady deterioration in your health, just like smoking. Hell, I smoked for 9 years. You know, when you're 13, 14, 15-year-old kid, you know, you've got good health to start with. Smoking doesn't cause any problems. It's not until you get to be, you know, 55, 60, 70 years old, and you've got emphysema, you're coughing and hacking and whacking, you got lung cancer, that's when the rubber meets the road. So, you know, when you're young and you're in college and you're drinking and hooping and hollering and having a good time, everything's fine. But, you know, 20, 30 years from now, kids, that's when reality strikes. Now, for most of you people, you're going to burn the candle at both ends. Now, when that candle gets down here close to the middle and you're living in Los Angeles and you're hooping and hollering and you're coughing and hacking and whacking and you need some solutions, then this is the place you go. This is what you start doing. You got to get off the aspartame. You got to clean this crap out of your body, and there's a way to do that. In fact, there's more than one way. And that's why Shirley's Wellness Cafe's article is so important, because it gives you a whole host and plethora of books, periodicals, newsletters, and videos and so on that you can go to solve your problem. So when you go to the medical doctor, he's not going to solve your problem because he doesn't know what caused it. And in fact, medical doctors don't even look for the cause of the problem. They just look for what pill will take away that pain. And then they mask the problem by giving you some tranquilizer, some Valium, some morphine, or something like that. And then you just go right on poisoning yourself until it finally kills you. So if you want to get off that train, then Shirley's Wellness Cafe is the place to go. Now let's take a look at Parkinson's disease. Michael J. Fox has also been a Diet Pepsi spokesman for Diet Pepsi. Contains the FDA-approved artificial sweetener aspartame. The path aspartame has taken to participate in Fox's degeneration is very complex, yet supported by peer review science. The aspartame that is used to sweeten Diet Pepsi, NutraSweet, is a neurotoxin that triggers neurodegenerative diseases and can precipitate Parkinson's. Now, this Parkinson's disease is kind of nasty. It's kind of like ALS. These are called degenerative diseases. And so for all of you college kids out there having a good time burning the candle at both ends, when you have good health, it's a lot of fun to burn the candle. I don't deny it. Sowing wild oats, chasing wild girls, and burning the candle at both ends and staying drunk and splitting lines and smoking dope, it's all great fun. But all of that stuff has a result, and the result's bad health. Now, you've never had bad health, so you don't know what it's like. But this, as soon as you develop bad health, then you'll know what it's like, and then you will say, oh, my God, I wish I hadn't done that. But, you know, you cannot reverse out what you did between 13 and 33. I mean, it's already done. Past tense. Now, Michael J. Fox is a case in point. Nice guy, I'm sure. He comes on TV, and he's got the shakes. He has his Parkinson's, has a hard time talking. And he's had it for about 20 years. Now, what caused it? Aspartame. There's a fellow right there, right in front of your eyes. You know, right up in your face, there's a guy right there. He is a spokesman for Pepsi-Cola, Diet Pepsi. What gave him his Parkinson's disease? Aspartame. Does he know that? Probably not. And, well, why don't you tell him? Well, no, let's picture this for a minute. Let me get on the telephone and call Michael J. Fox. What do you want me to say? Mr. Fox, my name is George Gordon, and I'm a real smart fellow, and I have a radio program, and I want to tell you what caused you your Parkinson's. It was the aspartame and your Diet Pepsi. Now, what do you think Mr. Fox is going to say to that? Huh? Hey, come on. Let's wake up and smell some coffee here. First of all, he's not going to be impressed. He's going to say, you're some kind of a kook. You're a nutcase. You know that? And he might even, you know, if he wanted to, he'd be a little condescending and say, now listen, I work for the Pepsi-Cola company, and I know that I've got Parkinson's disease, and I work for the Parkinson's Foundation, and I'm an important fellow, and I'm out here doing all these great and wonderful works and blah, blah, blah. See? You're not going to change that guy's mind. And I'm not going to waste my time. If Mr. Fox wanted to know, he would call me, and the telephone bill would be on his nickel. And he would say, Mr. Gordon, I heard your program on aspartame. I was impressed. Do you have any further information? I'd say, well, Mr. Fox, I'm glad you called. Yes, I do. Why don't you go to www.shirleys-wellness-cafe.com, and there's an article there that deals with aspartame. It's 31 pages. And in that article, there's a number of books and periodicals in there that will tell you about all the scientific tests that have been done, all the chicanery, all of the inner workings and the graft and corruption and payola and payoffs that have been done with politicians and jobs and so on that have been given to the industry and government officials by the industry and so on, tell you the whole story. Furthermore, it'll tell you how to detoxify your body and to get rid of your symptoms. Now, unfortunately for Mr. Fox, once the myelethin sheath, I believe it's called, that surrounds your neuroconnectors has been eaten away or destroyed, it is not replaceable. That's my understanding. And that's why they tell you, well, some of the damage that's done is irreversible. It causes some reversible and some irreversible changes in health over long-term use. Mr. Fox has been using it for 20 years, long-term. Now, he may be able to stop its progression so that he doesn't get any worse than he is today. Now, that would be a big step in the right direction, because what he has to look forward to is a deterioration in his nervous system until finally he doesn't function and then he'll die. But if he got started on it today, he could probably arrest it right where it's at and wouldn't get any worse. That would be a big step in the right direction. Now, for the rest of us out here, let's take a look at Michael J. Fox and then ask ourselves this question. Do we want to end up like Mr. Fox? Because if you do, then you just keep right after that Diet Pepsi like Mr. Fox did, and you can't miss. Now, here's another little kicker. This aspartame poisoning does not affect everybody exactly the same way. In the Fox case, he came down with Parkinson's disease, but in somebody else's case, it'll be some other symptom, like this Hull lady came down with Graves' disease. So now, if you've got Graves' disease, okay, well, maybe you're lucky. You didn't come down with Parkinson's. I don't know which is worse, Graves' disease or Parkinson's. I don't know what's worse, lupus, Graves' disease, or Parkinson's, because it takes the form of all three of those symptoms. And different people get different symptoms. That's why this aspartame is the perfect crime. You can never lay it at the feet of aspartame. But here's what we do know. If you have people that have these disease symptoms and you take them off of aspartame, the symptoms go away. Does that prove that aspartame caused it? No, the medical establishment would say, well, no, that's called spontaneous remission. We don't know why it went away. I did a series of programs on cancer. I kid you not. 6% of cancer patients get well. The cancer goes away. Nobody knows why. Can't figure it out. It's just gone. And they call it spontaneous remission. Now, you'd think that the National Cancer Society, the American Cancer Society, would say, wow, can we duplicate spontaneous remission? Can we come up with a pill, a tonic, or some kind of a cure called spontaneous remission? Let's look into this. Hell no. They don't want a cure for cancer. It's a $500 billion a year business. Remember, I showed you that early on. We don't want cures for disease. We want treatments. We want treatments. An inexpensive treatment, something that makes us a lot of money and doesn't cost very much, like a drug that costs 24 cents and retails for $225, something that makes 562,000% profit. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're dealing in. All right, so now this thing has long-term damage, and this guy, Michael J. Fox, is a classic case in point. So I thought, now that was a pretty good illustration. Not that I'm opposed to Mr. Fox. Mr. Fox, if you listen to the Law Hour and Editorial Review, God love you. I don't have anything against you, but I'm not going to call you on the telephone and explain to you what your problem is. If you want to know, you call me on your nickel, and I will answer your questions as best I can. I will steer you on to the best source of information, and I don't get paid anything for that. I want you to keep this in mind. When the guy that's selling this NutraSweet to you tells you that it's good and George Gordon is full of beans, he has a financial interest in selling you NutraSweet. Boys and girls, I'm not getting paid anything by you. I'm not getting paid anything by the NutraSweet people, and I'm not getting paid by any of their adversaries. I don't get paid a dime for bringing this report to you. I get paid, but I'm not getting paid by any of these people. Now, Michael J. Fox has a foundation. It's called the Parkinson's Research Fraud by Don Harkins. Michael J. Fox Foundation, Parkinson's Research Fraud. And it's an article written by Don Harkins here. Now, last spring, actor Michael J. Fox, a victim of Parkinson's disease, announced that he was quitting acting and was going to dedicate his efforts and energies to finding a cure for the degenerative disease. Since that time, the Idaho Observer has tried repeatedly to supply the Michael J. Fox Foundation with medical proof that there is hope for Parkinson's victims. According to Betty Martini, one of the world's leading authorities on aspartame and the role that it has had on society in terms of human misery, Michael J. Fox has also been a Diet Pepsi spokesman, and informants say he is addicted, drinking many a day. Diet Pepsi contains the FDA-approved artificial sweetener aspartame. Aspartame is an extremely volatile substance that under ordinary storage conditions breaks down quickly into methanol, a known neurotoxin. The methanol then breaks down into formaldehyde. The FDA has never established a safe level of formaldehyde that can be consumed by humans. Now, according to the Consumer's Dictionary of Medicines, formaldehyde is a highly reactive chemical that is damaging to the hereditary substances in the cells of several animal species. The aspartame that is used to sweeten Diet Pepsi, NutraSweet, is a neurotoxin that triggers neurodegenerative diseases and can precipitate Parkinson's, Martini explained. Dr. James Bowen explained that the methyl alcohol of aspartame is arranged in such a fashion that it is 500 to 5,000 times more active in producing toxicity than the methyl alcohol that is commonly found in alcoholic beverages. The path aspartame has taken to participate in Fox's degeneration is very complex, yet supported by peer review science. In essence, aspartame inhibits the body's ability to produce dopamine. Dopamine is essential for the proper functioning of the brain, which in turn controls the body's many systems. Now, Dr. Bowen explained that Fox has apparently recognized his decreased capacity to produce dopamine and has reportedly taken therapeutic levels of pharmaceutical dopamine to combat his degenerative condition. According to Dr. Bowen, the use of aspartame completely defeats this therapeutic endeavor. At the MJFF website, it is listed that one of the companies the foundation is funding for Parkinson's research is Somerset Pharmaceuticals, the company that produces Eldepril or Selegiline Hydrochloride, and Eldeprine, another FDA-approved drug, was found by the U.S. Pharmacological Conference to be contaminated with methamphetamine and a publicly unidentified neurotoxin. This was an excerpt from the Idaho Observer. Post Office Box 457, Spirit Lake, Idaho, 83869. It's called the Idaho Observer. Now, somebody already did that. They called Michael J. Fox on the phone and said, Mr. Fox, let me explain something to you. Mr. Fox has a foundation, and he's trying to find a cure for Parkinson's. Here's what they're looking for. Mr. Fox wants to consume aspartame because he likes Diet Pepsi because he's addicted to aspartame. Just like an alcoholic is addicted to alcohol and a smoker is addicted to nicotine, he does not want to quit smoking, but he doesn't want lung cancer. He doesn't want to be an alcoholic, but he doesn't want to quit drinking. He doesn't want Parkinson's disease, but he doesn't want to quit drinking Diet Pepsi. All right. So it impairs the production of your body making dopamine, just like a diabetic has an impaired pancreas that cannot produce enough insulin. So we don't want to get off of white sugar. So what we want to do is to continue to eat whatever the hell we want to eat and take insulin. All right, so they're looking for a cure. And the cure that they want is a pill, an injection, some kind of a chemical that we can patent and make a lot of money off of and sell to people that have Parkinson's disease to take away the symptoms of the disease. Now, I pointed this out in the last program. I'll do it again. One day, I killed a cow, and I ate that cow, and I ate lots of that cow. And if you eat too much protein too fast, you will get gout. And I got gout, and I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, let me give you a pill to take away the pain. And so you've got a choice at that point in time, boys and girls. Did you want to eliminate the pain, or did you want to eliminate the cause? I elected to eliminate the cause, which was stop eating protein. And I did that for a week, and the gout went away. Now, if you will stop eating or consuming aspartame, you have to do this for about 60 days, you will notice that there is a difference in your physiology. And that's one of the tests that they recommend. Just stop taking aspartame for 60 days and then see, what does that do for your Parkinson's? What does that do for your Graves' disease? What does that do for your lupus? Does it make it worse? Does it make it better? Does it have no effect at all? And you can answer your own question. Now, Michael J. Fox evidently doesn't like the answer that he got from the Idaho Observer. So there isn't any point in me calling them, then, is there? He already knows, doesn't he? All right, you've been listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the Internet and radio. If you'd like more information about the Law School and The Law Hour, then please go to our website, and that's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and it is open to individuals, but by prearrangement. The Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults and compact desk, and the Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has our radio log, our schedule, and archives. All of that can be accessed through our webpage at georgegordon.org. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Hey, we're out of time. I've got to leave it right there, so we'll see you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station, God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.